This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. A former Athens resident wants Classic City taxpayers to get creative with their tax windfall from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Fenwick Broyard is the former director of 211. Now he's in Athens this weekend to unveil details of a new plan for Athens taxpayers to put their money into a fund for the community. He's launching the campaign this Sunday, April 15th, at Hill Chapel Church.
The $25,000 to $48,000, they're projecting that that tax bracket will receive an average of $300 per individual, per taxpayer. And so I was like, all right, well, that's $300 per person. How many taxpayers do we have in Athens? 122,000 people here. I took out all the over 65, took out all the under 18s. Then I took out 30,000 for UGA students. I took out another 10,000 for unemployment. And I was left with 40,000 people. And I was like, well, 40,000 people each getting $300. If everybody were to say, rather than pocket this, I'm going to put this into a fund. 40,000 times 300 is 12 million, and that's 1 year. And this tax break, the individual benefit under this tax break, is supposed to last 7 years, and then all of our taxes are going to go up.
Everyone in Athens is invited to hear about the plan during the non-traditional service.
Maybe this is a chance to try something new and tackle one of the core issues that we know we have in our community, which is systemic poverty. Like, what would a fund like this do in trying to address that problem?
Broyard says the 7-year community fund could go back into education, housing, and health care, the areas losing money from those cuts. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.